Welcome back to Giants.com. Joined by Paul Dottino, I am John Schmelk, and here are your three matchups to watch when the Giants take on the Miami Dolphins down in South Beach on Monday Night Football. Paul, let's start on the offensive side of the ball for the Miami Dolphins. This will be the second week they'll be playing with a new offensive coordinator in Zach Taylor. Of course, Ryan Tannehill has been their quarterback all year long. Giants cornerback Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie says he's not sure what you're going to see from Tannehill because, frankly, you don't have much of this offensive coordinator working with the quarterback on tape.
It's all about pressure to me. You know, if you don't affect the quarterback, he can make every throw that all the greats quarterback can make. He definitely can do that. You know, he's switching in and out of coordinator, so you kind of don't know what kind of game plan you're going to get, but he definitely can if you don't disrupt him, make the throws that he needs to make necessary.
And, Paul, there's been really two knocks on Ryan Tannehill over the course of his career. One, he takes too many sacks. He's been sacked more than any other quarterback since 2012. And number two, he doesn't throw the deep ball that well.
No, he doesn't have the strongest arm. And when you're talking about sacks, John, 34 this year, which is in the top handful of teams in the league in terms of taking sacks, that's a problem. Because if you look at those numbers, 18 of those sacks have come in six games in particular, where he has thrown interceptions, and they are 1-5. The correlation, it just seems to match up very, very well. You get to him, he runs into problems.
Of course, if the Dolphins have their way, Ryan Tannehill won't be dropping back the pass as much as the Giants would like. They want to run the ball with Lamar Miller. Now, he doesn't have numbers that are off the board in terms of rushing yards this year, but he does average nearly 5 yards per carry. Giants linebacker JT Thomas is very impressed with what he sees on tape.
I think his number speaks for itself, and I think he's well-respected around the league. And regardless of what his numbers say, definitely turn on the film. He's one of the guys that sticks out, probably the best player on their offense. Has the speed to hit the edge, can stick it up inside, and definitely has the ability to hit the home run when necessary.
Paul, Lamar Miller's not the guy that's going to run 3 yards, cloud of dust, and really grind out a game. He can, however, make some really big plays in the running game and also in the passing attack.
Well, you know he's got the longest run in the NFL this year, 85 yards for a touchdown. So there's no question if he gets an open space, he can go to distance. But it was last week against Baltimore that he did show a little more durability than maybe some want to give him credit for. He carried the ball a season-high 20 times and had his third 100-yard game of the season. So maybe, just maybe, if the Dolphins want to commit to him a little more, they may be able to grind out a little more juice out of him.
The Giants, though, did a very good job defending the run against Chris Ivory and the Jets last week. They really slowed down an impressive power running attack. They will try to do the same against the Dolphins this week. Now, flipping to the other side of the ball, the Dolphins' strength, or at least it was supposed to be heading to this season, is on the defensive line. Now, they lost their top pass rusher, Cameron Wake, for the year. He's out. But then you still have Olivier Vernon, who's played really well out there. And, of course, their big free agent signing this offseason in Dominican Sue. Early on in the season, there was a lot of complaints from Miami Dolphins fans. Sue isn't making enough plays. From what you've seen and from what you've heard in the locker room, what are Giants players saying about Dominican Sue?
Well, it's clear that since Cameron Wake went down with the knee injury, went to IR, Sue and even Olivier Vernon, both combination between the two of them, have gotten much, much tougher. And it looks like they're leaning to those guys a little bit more to try to get the job done. Now, Sue, you know, he's only got 4 sacks. And you mentioned earlier, John, strong against the run, but also very productive in terms of a pass rush in the past. But that's why Vernon kind of has come along to get to the quarterback.
Yeah, you mentioned Vernon. He's been the highest-ranked defensive end, according to Pro Football Focus, the last 3 weeks. So the Giants will have to be very aware of him. And we'll see if Eric Flowers, the Giants' starting left tackle, can go on Monday night. Justin Pugh will be ready to go if he's unable to play. Those are your three matchups to watch when the Giants take on the Dolphins on Monday night. He's Paul Dottino. I'm John Schmelk. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you in Florida, everybody. It's 80 and sunny, and we're psyched to be down there.